Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Hi guys, this is Pauline. I hope you're ready to learn with us today. Today's topic is language.
And our title is Excuse Me. Excuse Me. So today we are talking about our language article. But we always talk about the English language on our show. So how is today different, Pauline?
Well, our language articles help us focus on specific pieces of language. For example, we might talk about words that rhyme or words that sound the same but have different meanings.
Wow. Well, this month we are going to look at a phrase that will help you sound more polite in English. Let's start learning about it now. Here's Pauline with today's Read It.
It's 3 o'clock. James is 40 minutes late. Susie and Taylor can't begin their meeting without him. Taylor is not pleased, and Susie is getting mad. Taylor can phone him. Taylor and Susie are waiting in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor is reading a menu. She isn't listening to Susie. Taylor says, "Excuse me?" and Susie repeats her sentence.
It's important to learn how to be polite in a new language. That's why these two words, excuse me, will be very important for all of you.
I agree. I'm glad that we are learning how to be polite in English today.
Well, let's first look at those keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 James 迟到了，他居然迟到了40分钟。Taylor 不是很高兴。She's not pleased. 动词 please 是表示使人开心满意。Susie 觉得有点生气。Susie is getting a little mad. 形容词 mad 表示很生气的。Susie 说 ,Can you phone him?这里的 phone 是动词打电话给某人的意思。James 搞不清楚现在的时间，所以他问 Tina, Excuse me, Tina, what time is it? 这里的 excuse me 相当于我们口语中的不好意思。Taylor 没有听到 Susie 说的话，所以他说 Can you repeat that? 你可以重复再说一遍吗？动词 repeat 就是重复。
Excuse me, Tina. What time is it?
Oh, hi, James. It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 already? I'm late.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I'm meeting Susie and Taylor.
How late are you?
About 40 minutes.
Oh, no. They're probably not pleased.
James starts today's conversation by saying, excuse me, then asking Tina a question.
Excuse me is a really important phrase to learn and use, friends.
I agree, and you will all be experts by the end of today. So, like the words thank you, this is important. I suggest you learn this kind of phrase, in any country that you visit.
I agree. This phrase helps you sound more polite when you ask questions. I always say, excuse me, before asking a question to strangers.
Every time, Pauline?
Well, yes, I always start conversations with a stranger by saying, excuse me. But I don't keep saying, excuse me, to that stranger. Okay. I just say it once, and then I may ask more than one question.
Right. For example, imagine you're lost. I come to you and say, excuse me, can you help me?
Of course. How can I help you?
Where is the library from here?
Friends, notice that the first time Peter asked me a question, he said, excuse me, can you help me? But Peter didn't use excuse me the second time. He just asked,Where is the library from here?
But Pauline, James and Tina are not strangers. They know each other. So why does he say excuse me to Tina?
Well, Tina is watching something on the computer. When James asks her a question, she has to stop and talk to him. In that situation, it's best to say excuse me before asking a question.
And what is James' question?
James asks, what time is it? Tina tells him, it's 3 o'clock.
The question, what time is it, is also very useful. It's important to be able to ask and answer this question. Let's practice it with Rebecca.
That sounds like a good idea. Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Grammar point time. Well, you are going to learn how to ask the question, what time is it? And you can respond by saying it is, and then of course, a time. For example, the question is, what time is it? And you can respond by saying, it is 9 o'clock. Or, here's the question again, what time is it? You respond by saying, it is 9:30 a.m. This is very useful to English students, so now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, now, if someone says to you, excuse me, what time is it? You will know how to help.
Well, James is upset when Tina tells him that it is 3 o'clock. He is late for a meeting with Susie and Taylor.
Ooh, that's not good. How late is he?
Really late. James says he is about 40 minutes late.
Oh, wow. That is not good. Susie and Taylor are probably not pleased.
But Christina would be pleased to teach about it. Christina, can you help us out?
因为 James 迟到了40分钟，所以 Tina 说 they are probably not pleased. 他们可能不太高兴。句尾的 pleased 是今天的单字。有没有觉得这个字跟我们平常请人帮忙的时候说的 please 很像呢？其实动词 please 除了有请的意思之外，使别人开心满意也可以用 please。比如你可以说 What can I do to please her?我该怎么做来让他开心呢？所以 please 可以当动词表达使人开心满意。所以今天的单字 pleased 就是动词 please 的过去分词做形容词用，表达感到高兴满意的。所以 James 迟到了那么久，别人当然不高兴咯。They are probably not pleased. 如果你的孩子这次考试成绩很好，你可以说I'm very pleased about it. 表示你对他的成绩很满意，很开心。
Thanks, Christina. Friends, we are pleased to have you watching our show today. We love helping you learn English.
We sure do. Oh, but Peter, we need to remember to check in on Susie and Taylor. James is 40 minutes late for his meeting with them.
Yeah, I wonder...How do you think they feel? Do you think they are angry or worried? How do you feel when people are late? You can talk about that with a friend.
Yes, and when we're back, we'll see what happens with Susie and Taylor. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Hey, Pauline, are you usually on time for meetings?
I try to be. For important meetings, I try to be at least 5 minutes early. Although for other meetings with friends or coworkers, I am often a couple minutes late.
Well, James is having a meeting with his coworkers, and he is late. He's not just a few minutes late, he's 40 minutes late.Let's see how Susie and Taylor feel about that.
Where is James?
We can't begin our meeting without him.
Excuse me? Sorry, Susie. Can you repeat that?
Where's James?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's at the office?
He's very late. Can you phone him?
Yes, I have my phone.
Good. I'm getting a little mad.
Susie is not happy. They have been waiting for James for 40 minutes, and they don't know where he is. I guess James didn't call or send a message. That's not good.
I agree. James should call and tell them he is at the office and coming over soon.
He is really late. Did they just have the meeting without him?
No, Susie says they can't have the meeting without him.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, we can't have our show without Teacher Christina. Let's go to her now to learn this helpful sentence pattern.
James 迟迟没有出现。Susie 说 ,James 没有来,我们的会议就不能开始。We can't begin our meeting without him. 我们来学习这个句型 ,can't do A without B。没有 B 就做不了 A 这件事。比如说 ,I can't bake without an oven. 没有烤箱就不能烤东西。We can't make it without you. 没有你我们就做不成那件事。再来看一句 ,You can't open the box without the key. 没有钥匙就打不开那个箱子。
Thanks, Christina. So we know that Susie and Taylor need James for the meeting. But why does Taylor say, excuse me, after Susie says, we can't begin our meeting without him?
Oh, good question. This is a different use of the phrase, excuse me. In this situation, Taylor didn't hear Susie. So first she says,excuse me, and then asks Susie to say it again.
Right. She says, can you repeat that? To repeat means to say again. This sentence is really useful. Don't you think so, Pauline?
Oh, excuse me? Oh, sorry, Peter. Can you repeat that?
I said that, can you repeat that is a very good sentence.
Can you repeat that?
I just did repeat it. Aren't you listening?
I'm listening, Peter. I'm just excited because can you repeat that is today's
calendar phrase.
Can you repeat that?
Can you repeat that? 你可以再说一次吗
Grandpa, you're the best.
Can you repeat that?
I said, you're the best.
Can you repeat that?
I said, you're the best.
Can you repeat that?
Why?
I love hearing it.
Can you repeat that?
Can you repeat that? 你可以再说一次吗？
Taylor didn't hear Susie because Taylor was looking at a menu. She asked Susie to repeat what she said. So Susie says again, where's James?
Taylor doesn't know where James is. So Susie asks Taylor to phone James.
This is my phone. A phone is a thing we call people with. We all have them. But Susie uses this word in a different way.As an action. To phone someone means to call them.
That's right. Taylor has her phone. She tries to phone James, but he isn't answering.
I don't think Taylor is happy that James is so late, but she also does not seem too upset.
Yes, Susie, though, she is very unhappy. She's getting mad.
Mad, that is another word for angry. Pauline, do you get angry when people are late for meetings?
Well, no, not if they are a couple minutes late. But I'm not happy if people are very late.
And if someone is very late and doesn't call, then I get mad.
Yeah, I think I feel the same way. Well, I hope James gets to the cafe soon and apologizes.
Me too. I think he needs to apologize to say, I'm sorry. But we don't need to apologize. We can be proud of all the English we have practiced today.
That's right, because we learned so many ways to use this helpful phrase, excuse me.
That's right. In fact, let's review those key words we learned together today.
Here's the first key word from today. Please. Please. I'm almost home. I'm very pleased.
Mad. Mad. I was silly. Now Mom is really mad.
Phone. Telephone. Phone. Telephone. Can I phone Sue? I have to speak to her.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me, where is the bus?
Repeat. Repeat. Please repeat that. I can't hear you.
Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review our conversations one more time.
Excuse me, Tina. What time is it?
Oh, hi, James. It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 already? I'm late!
Where are you going?
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I'm meeting Susie and Taylor.
How late are you?
About 40 minutes.
Oh no! They're probably not pleased.
Where is James? We can't begin our meeting without him.
Excuse me? Sorry, Susie. Can you repeat that?
Where's James?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's at the office?
He's very late. Can you phone him?
Yes, I have my phone.
Good. I'm getting a little mad.
Peter, what is the difference between saying I'm sorry and excuse me?
Oh, good question. In the examples we talked about today, you can say I'm sorry instead of excuse me. But in general, excuse me is less serious than I'm sorry.
Right. For example, I get on the bus and there are lots of people on the bus. People have to move so I can get on the bus. What do I say?
I would probably say, excuse me. You didn't do anything wrong. You're just getting on the bus. And that's a crowded bus.
Okay, I agree. But what if I get on the bus and I accidentally step on someone's foot?
Oh, ow! That really hurt, Pauline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that actually hurt?
Kind of. But that was a great teaching lesson. You use the phrase, I'm sorry, which is the right one.
Well, yes, because I thought I hurt you. That is more serious than asking people to move a little.
Well, I'm sorry, and excuse me, but we need to move on. Friends, now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. We can watch it together.
I'm tired of waiting.
Me too. I hate waiting.
I'm not pleased.
I'm getting mad.
We can't start eating without him.
Maybe we should call him.
Excuse me? Can you repeat that?
I said maybe you should call him.
Maybe. What time did you tell him to meet us?
I didn't tell him to meet us. I thought you told him to meet us.
I didn't tell him. I thought you told him.
So no one told him. I guess he's not coming.
Well, I guess we can stop waiting.
And start eating? Yeah.
Okay, friends, today is Monday, so let's practice answering some questions together. Here's question one. Where is James? Where is James?
You can find the answer in conversation A. James is at the office. Question two. How can James apologize to Susie and Taylor? How can James apologize to Susie and Taylor? Let's listen to some answers from our friends.
How can James apologize to Susie and Taylor? Well, it's never really good to be late, and it's not good to keep people waiting. So James really does need to apologize to Susie and Taylor. Maybe he can buy them some coffee or donuts or something to say sorry and explain to them why he was late, and then promise to never be late again.
James, 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 how can you apologize to Susie and Taylor? You just need to tell them the truth. Be honest. Say that you're sorry and tell them you were talking with Super Sentence Man for over an hour because you were. They should understand because sometimes they need Super Sentence Man as well.
How can James apologize to Susie and Taylor? Well, he needs to say sorry first. If he is really sorry, then maybe he can treat them to a nice meal. Or if he really is sincerely sorry, maybe he can bake them some chocolate cupcakes. He loves to bake chocolate cupcakes, right? Yeah, so those are a few examples of how James can apologize to them.
How can James apologize to Susie and Taylor? That's a good question. I think it's important that James apologizes with words and actions. He needs to tell them he's sorry, but he also needs to show that he's sorry. The next time they have a meeting, he should be on time and maybe bring something as a gift to say, I'm sorry.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Remember to come back for more on this special topic. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.